The first reading is a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When he entered Rome, Paul was allowed to live by himself with the soldier who was guarding him. 3 days later, he called together the leaders of the Jews. When they had gathered, he said to them, "My brothers, although I have done nothing against our people and or our ancestral customs, I was handed over to the Romans as a prisoner from Jerusalem. After trying my case, the Romans wanted to release me because they found nothing against me deserving the death penalty. But when the Jews objected, I was obliged to appeal to Caesar, even though I had no accusation to make against my own nation. This is the reason, then, that I have requested to see you and to speak with you. For it is on account of the hope of Israel that I wear these chains." He remained for 2 full years in his lodgings. He received all who came to him, and with complete assurance and without hindrance, he proclaimed the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The just will gaze on your face, O Lord. The just will gaze on your face, O Lord. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his searching glance is on mankind. The just will gaze on your face, O Lord. The Lord searches the just and the wicked. The lover of violence he hates, for the Lord is just. He loves just deeds. The upright shall see his face. The just will gaze on your face, O Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Peter turned and saw the disciple following whom Jesus loved, the one who had also reclined upon his chest during the supper and had said, "Master, who is the one who will betray you?" When Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, "Lord, what about him?" Jesus said to him, "What if I want him to remain until I come? What concern of that is of yours? You follow me." So the word spread among the brothers that the disciple would not die. But Jesus had not told him that he would not die. Just, "What if I want him to remain until I come? What concern is that of yours?" It is this disciple who testifies to these things and has written them. And we know that his testimony is true. There are also many other things that Jesus did. But if these were to be described individually, I do not think the whole world would contain the books that would be written. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Again, this is another one of those Gospels that really can enter into our hearts and our lives and just have Jesus deal with us on an individual basis. Think, here is after the resurrection. Here is Jesus and Peter, and they're walking. And they're talking about whatever. But Peter looks over and he sees John, the beloved. And when he sees John, he says, "What about him?" You know, and often in our own walk with the Lord, we're always looking at the way other people follow Jesus. And so explicitly, "What about him, Lord?" And Jesus said, "Mind your own business." That's about as simple as we can explain. Mind your own business. What business of that is yours? Your job, or you are called to follow me. Often, that's exactly what Jesus says to us. Stop worrying about how others follow me, and you follow me. We have plenty to work on when our own walk with the Lord. We shouldn't have time to worry about how everybody else walks with the Lord. But I do it all the time. Maybe you do it all the time. But I do remember, and I have to remember every day, that the Lord's calling me in a unique way to follow him. And I got to stay focused on him and what he tells me, and not focused on everyone else and what he tells them. So today, let's focus on Jesus. Let's follow him. Let's tell him, "Jesus, we'll do anything you want. I exist to please you. Help me, Jesus, to stay focused on you and to follow you and not be worried about everybody else and how they follow you or not." Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? Made sure you know his love today and forever. Amen.